Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Back and better than ever, Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance on the day we have been waiting for. Incredible NBA playoff action last night. Yes, there was. Plenty of baseball and two overtime finishes in the NHL. Yes, there were. Is that where we're going to begin the show today? No, it's not.
Here we go. Go.
Only one place to start.
Aaron Rodgers is going to the New York Jets. It's official. The trade that we've been waiting for finally has been agreed to. Aaron Rodgers is being sent to the Jets, and the Jets have a quarterback, and the Packers have extra draft capital.
Our one place to start is brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Greeny. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. The Jets sending a pick swap, a second-round pick this year, and the 32nd pick in next year's NFL draft to Green Bay in exchange for Aaron Joseph Rodgers. And I have no idea if that's his middle name or not. I just made it up. Dan Graziano and Damian Woody, good enough to stick around after. Can we actually look that up? What is Aaron Rodgers' middle name? Because I need to know. Curious. It's Charles? Thank you. It's Aaron Charles Rodgers, now the quarterback for the New York Football Jets. D. Wood, first reaction.
About damn time. we've been talking about this thing for so long. And finally, the fan base can have some relief to know that this deal finally got done. You got one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League. This has been a long-suffering fan base as far as the quarterback situation is concerned. They arguably had the worst quarterback situation in the league. Now enter in four-time league MVP Aaron Rodgers in the mix. Oh, how fortunes have changed with gangrene.
I think I showed remarkable restraint in my reaction to this on Get Up this morning. And so, Dan, I will turn to you as the outstanding reporter that you are and ask you to pass along the information as we have it. How did it get from Aaron Rodgers deciding, whenever it was he did, and ultimately saying it on McAfee, but deciding, I want to be a Jet, to yesterday where it finally resulted?
Yeah, I mean, it took, what, about 6 weeks? So the Jets and Packers had conversations early on meaning around that time that Rodgers told them that's where he wanted to go. But they didn't really get anywhere, and there really wasn't any reason for them to. I mean, the draft was really the first pressure point, and that's coming up the day after tomorrow. So if it had gone past the draft, then you're talking about next year's picks instead of this year's, and maybe it gets delayed. But yeah, the Packers wanted this year's picks and the ability to kind of, you know, build around Jordan Love as much as they can. So they reconvened over the weekend and got to the point where, you know, they found something that both sides were okay with. I don't think either side got everything it wanted. The Packers wanted to be able to say they got a first-round pick. As long as Rodgers plays at least 65% of the Jets' offensive snaps next year, they will. And the Jets wanted to make sure not to have to trade away their first-round pick. They did, but they only moved back two spots because they get Green Bay, so that's a little bit of a minor move. The Jets also, at one point, wanted some protection in case Rodgers only here 1 year, but they didn't seem to get that, right? That there's no 2025 pick that depends on how much he plays in 24. So really, they're kind of diving full steam ahead into 2023 as kind of an all-in year with Rodgers, and then see what happens after that.
Diana Rossini is reporting that Rodgers will arrive in New Jersey tonight. I assume there's a physical involved.
Yes, take a physical, yes.
Whatever else it is that is there. And maybe of all the things we heard yesterday, D. Wood, because while it was wonderful to hear it as official, it wasn't a surprise. So maybe of all the things that we learned yesterday, the most important is all the reporting that suggests that Rodgers wants to be there for at least some of the offseason, that he plans to be involved, that there is sort of an all-in quality to this, because that's been something of a question mark with him the last year or two in Green Bay, and it feels important to me.
I think it's huge. I mean, remember the narrative come out of last year where, a lot of people talked about the reason the Green Bay Packers started so slow offensively was because of the lack of chemistry between Aaron Rodgers and their rookie wide receivers, Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson. Because, you know, they didn't – Aaron Rodgers didn't spend much time with those rookie wide receivers in the offseason. Now you're hearing the noise about Aaron Rodgers actually participating in the offseason program here with the Jets. You don't think Garrett Wilson loves that? You know, all Alan Lazard, all of these guys, you know, I always say championships are built in the offseason when you get these reps. So to have Aaron Rodgers, quote unquote, all in, participate in the offseason program, something that he usually doesn't do, I think that's a great sign for the Jets.
Yeah, that feels significant to me, Dan, and it's something that I wasn't quite sure of because, look, let's face it, to the point you just made, this is all about trying to catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're trying to get something done in 1 year, and anything that can maximize that possibility feels significant.
Yeah, and look, I mean, let's not get too far ahead of ourselves. Like, this is a voluntary portion of the offseason program that, as D Wood mentioned, he did not really participate in Green Bay the last couple of years. It may be that he's there for some of it. He may, you know, that he comes and goes. All I know is people in the Jets building have told me he's indicated that he will be there soon. And to work. So I think he'll be part of at least a portion of the voluntary program. We'll see how much. But yeah, anything helps, right? He already knows the offense. He knows the coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. They've worked together before at a very high level. Alan Lazard is there, who also knows what to do in this offense. So the more they're there, the more they can help everybody else get up to speed in what they need to know.
And Greeny, I can't emphasize what Dan just said enough. Like, again, going back a generation ago with Brett Favre had to teach us his offense, the team. Now they walk in, Aaron Rodgers knows this offense like the back of his hand. There is no, you know, adapting or anything like that. Like, it's his offense. Everyone's going to learn this all season, and everyone's going to hit the ground running going into week one.
It's worth reminding people who don't remember what D. Wood is talking about. When the Jets traded for Brett Favre, and Damian Woody was one of the great players on that team, it was in August.
Yes.
He showed up actually for a preseason game. So this is months earlier than that. So there's a huge advantage there. It actually just dawned on me, you know, if Rodgers is going to come to town, you want him to love it. Like you know, New York is not for everyone. You want him to love it, and it just doesn't he own a piece of the Milwaukee Bucks, like a little part
of that?
That
is correct.
Like the Knicks and the Bucks might be about to play each other. the Bucks are in trouble.
Bucks have to get off their you know what.
Right. Yeah, they're down 3-1. But my point is, this is an unbelievable time in New York sports for those of you listening across the country. I mean, right now in New York, what I'm about to say is going to end pretty soon. But one way or another, at this moment, the Rangers, the Devils, and the Islanders are all in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. The Knicks are in the playoffs. The Yankees and Mets are both playing. I mean, this is an incredible time to be a sports fan in New York. Now, the Rangers and Devils, by definition, one of them is about to get knocked out because they're playing each other, and the Islanders are down 3-1 to the dismay of my big friend here, Mr. Woody.
Yep.
But the point remains.
I mean, the Giants made the playoffs last year, right? I mean, that's the first time in a long time. The Jets, I don't know if you heard, they just got Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that's very exciting. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's big time in New York sports.
Is Rodgers now the biggest star in New York sports?
Oh, that's a good question.
To me, it's the two Aarons.
Yeah, Aaron Judge.
It's Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Judge.
I know how big the Yankees are here in this town, but, man, to get a four-time league MVP, Aaron Rodgers to come into town, that is a colossal move.
There's also just something about the idea of doing something that's not been done in the conscious lifetime of the overwhelming majority of your – I don't know what – how old do you have to be to remember Super Bowl 360? Like, I don't remember it. I was one when it happened. It was January of 1969. So let's say, reasonably speaking, you got to be 6 or 7 years old to have an active recollection of it. So, you know, you got to be 60 years old to remember the last time the Jets were in the Super Bowl.
It was 6 months before the moon landing.
It was. Men had never walked on the moon when Joe Namath took that one giant step for mankind.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And so now here comes Rodgers, who, by the way, is going to wear the number 8. There's something about that I really like, too. If you had asked me, I had been on the side of, if he wants to wear 12, let him wear 12. Namath had given him his blessing. But if you had said to me, Greeny, what's the best way for this to work out? I would have said,
The best thing to happen is for Namath to give him his blessing to wear 12 and Rodgers to choose not to.
Yeah.
To just say, you know what, that's Joe's number. He's an icon. He deserves to have his number. And I'll wear my number 8, which I wore in college. This was my dream. Like this, I don't know how important that is or isn't, but for whatever it's worth,
I think it's pretty cool.
It's
the best way. You had guys on the Jets like Sauce Gardner and Breece Hall and like those guys literally changed like their profile on social media to Aaron Rodgers, you know, number 8 when he was at Cal.
It's great.
Yeah, he wants to do his own thing here, right? Like, I mean, it'd be great to do what Namath did, but I'm going to do my own thing, make my own legacy here with the Jets. So, yeah, I do think it means a little bit of something.
So, where does this leave us here? Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. In short, a lot of things. Bundle today at progressive.com. D. Wood, Dan Orlovsky said on Get Up this morning that there's a tier, in his view, an upper tier in the AFC that has Kansas City, Cincinnati, and Buffalo on it. And with this acquisition, the Jets join it. I agree with that in principle. I would add that if they have a healthy quarterback, I think Miami is as good as anybody. And Miami is loaded. They loaded up for Bear. You think the Jets are all in for 1 year. The Dolphins have gone full on, you know, F them picks, whatever that thing is called. They traded for Tyreek Hill, trade for Bradley Chubb. They are putting a lot of eggs in the basket of Tua, and that's a dangerous situation because of his health history and the concussions. But it feels to me like that's the upper edge. I would put Miami squarely in that group if you told me their quarterback was going to be reasonably healthy.
Yeah, Miami's going to have a say in all of this as well. I mean, remember, like, last year, I think in the playoff game up in Buffalo, like, they took Buffalo to the brink.
Thompson at quarterback.
Exactly. So, the Miami Dolphins, we can't write off the Miami Dolphins. Obviously, we know with, you know, the Tua and his concussion situation and his inability to really stay healthy, if he can put it all together and stay on the field, the Miami Dolphins are about as talented as anyone.
I think so.
Their offensive personnel is scary.
Let me give you another one. A team that I think should not be overlooked, and it's a complicated one, but Cleveland.
Yes.
Deshaun Watson, when last seen on a football field, it's so hard to talk about Deshaun Watson because everything that has happened has been so unseemly. I mean, it's just awful. But if you are able to, just for a moment, detach yourself from that and just talk about it from a football perspective, when last seen, Deshaun Watson was having one of the best seasons in NFL history. That's not hyperbole. Yeah. His last season in Houston, he played the quarterback position as well as anybody.
Yes.
If he recaptures that, that's a sleeping giant, Danny.
Yeah, and look, I mean, coming off of a real off season as opposed to one that was dominated by a trade and suspension talk and all that. The expectation is that he'll play well. He's still young. He's still extremely talented. I mean, Baltimore, if and when Lamar Jackson comes back, the Chargers were in the playoffs. They have a loaded roster. Everybody loves their quarterback. The Jacksonville Jaguars are a defending division champ with a great young quarterback and a strong roster. This is not going to be easy. That's why you get Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
So you can go into every single game you play in this AFC and say, you know, we've got a guy that can win it for us.
By the way, that's where they are. If you're smart, you never just completely forget about New England and you never forget about Pittsburgh. So,
yeah,
I mean,
the whole AFC is loaded.
I don't even remember one conference being like so dominant over the other.
Sean Payton is coaching Russell Wilson in Denver. Like, we don't even talk about that.
Right.
Like, that could work. That could be dangerous.
Yeah. We've seen that. There was a time when I think we've seen that to some degree in basketball, that like one, the West was so good and the East seemed like the junior varsity. We have not seen this much in football. It's great. Guys, thank you for a fun morning. D-Wood opened a Get Up this morning, for those who haven't seen it, carrying me. How would you describe how heavy I am?
Like the equivalent of like Field Yates. You know, you guys are like paperweights to me.
That's a weight class. Yeah. Right? Like in fighting, like in boxing, that's a weight class. Yeah, there's like heavyweight, welterweight, Field Yates.
Yeah. I just, for about 2 months now, all I was thinking was, I would just hope I'm on the show the day the news finally comes down that Rodgers is on the Jets. So I'm glad I could be here this morning.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, this was good.
This was fun.
This was great fun. Thank you, fellas. Yeah. Outstanding work as always. All right. Starting Stronger starts at AutoZone, where they've got battery solutions in the form of free battery testing, free battery charging, and replacement batteries that fit your needs. That's what makes them America's number one battery destination. Get in the zone with AutoZone. I've got my top five takes and a whole lot more on the way. This is Greeny on ESPN Radio. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Greeny today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Greeny, GREENY.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by.
Greeny, the podcast.
Aaron Rodgers is going to the New York Jets. It's official.
Green Bay has really set themselves up for the next couple of years to not only be able to maneuver if they find a quarterback.
Jets are Super Bowl contenders. That remains in place.
Jets are Super Bowl contenders. That remains in place. I'm not sure what the last time I heard anyone say those words consecutive and out loud were, but it feels awfully nice. We'll see. I got the whole squad around me here. Greeny has got the hashtag crew assembled around us on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. You will hear from every one of us. We got a ton going on here. I'll mention the Jets general manager, Joe Douglas, will be on the Michael Kay Show today, 4:30. For those of you listening in New York on ESPN Radio there, let me give you my takes.
Greeny's takes.
All right, so here are my top five takes with Hembo and Bubba and Cam gathered around. My top five takes coming off the Aaron Rodgers trade.
Number five.
Number five is that the Packers won the negotiation, if there is such a thing. The Jets win because this is what they needed to have happen. So in the end, this will be judged by how well Rodgers plays and how good the season is. And if he plays well and the season is really good, then it was worth anything the Jets gave up. So in that regard, they didn't lose. But if you're going to judge what we thought the deal might eventually be, I think this one is more slanted towards Green Bay than I expected. Now, what I've not yet heard, and someone chime in if you know this and I don't, is whether or not the Packers are paying any of the salary, which doesn't mean a whole lot to me. It's not my money. But that would be the only, because I don't think the Jets, the pick swap is not nothing. The difference between picking 13 and 15 is not nothing. It's definitely something. The number two this year is absolutely what we expected. The two that will most likely turn into a one next year is pretty big. And the Jets did not get back the protection pick, which I thought they would, in the following year's draft if Rodgers plays zero snaps for them in 24. So, again, I'm not upset about this because there's nothing you could trade that would have been too much.
But if there is a winner in the negotiation part of this, to me, Hembo, it is Green Bay.
Yeah, you have that right. Although I refuse to believe that the Jets would have been willing to concede this much capital for a one-year rental. Now, obviously, Rodgers, we believe, has given them no assurances, but I refuse to believe that Aaron Rodgers will be one and done. If the Jets had any sense that that might happen, my guess is that they would have waited until after the draft to pull the trigger here.
No, okay, that's fair. I think the Jets were going to do this no matter what. I think the Jets had to do this. They had to know it was happening. Rodgers, look, it is not a coincidence that suddenly Rodgers is showing up in town tonight and we're hearing that he's going to be involved in the offseason program. I think that was incredibly important to the Jets from the very beginning. More important than giving up a little more in this trade. And thus, I think it's worth it. I mean, in that regard, that is a win for the Jets. I think him being a part of it from day one just demonstrates, forgetting even how much work gets done on the field, the demonstration to the locker room, to everyone, to the organization, that he is all in. I think that is valuable.
It's exceedingly valuable. I also think it's an investment of more than 1 year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers fancies himself as more than a football player, clearly. He hosted Jeopardy. I think he fancies himself as something of a public intellectual. But Aaron Rodgers, quarterbacks. He's a quarterback. He's a football player. I think he's got a lot more Brett Favre in him than Alex Trebek in him. I think he's going to play quarterback for the Jets for at least 2 years.
I hope you're right. And by the way, as far as the contract, good job, guys, are putting this up in the dock here. The Jets do inherit the remainder of the contract, which includes almost $60 million guaranteed in salary and bonus this season. Most of it is made up of a bonus that is due no later than week one of the season. Because his bonus money is prorated, Rodgers will count a little under $16 million against the cap this year.
Wow.
And $32 million next year.
Wow.
Which is very cap-friendly for a player of his stature. So as far as the actual dollars, that's just on Woody Johnson. And he's got plenty of money. So that's the least of my concerns.
Number four.
Number four amongst my takes. The AFC West is now what we... Excuse me. The AFC East is now what we thought the AFC West was. We went into last year thinking the AFC West is going to be one of the great divisions of all time with Mahomes and Carr and Wilson, you know, Russell Wilson and Justin Herbert. Well, as it turned out, Justin Herbert had a good but not unforgettable season. Derek Carr is gone and was benched before the season was over. Russell Wilson was genuinely terrible and they fired their coach during the year. Mahomes was the MVP and proved he's the best player in the sport. But the division was nowhere near what we thought it was. Now we go into a season where this division is Josh Allen, Tua with a big question mark about his health, Mac Jones, who I think is going to have a bounce back year. I think he's going to be much better than he was last year, and Rodgers. This division is loaded.
Now that this trade is officially consummated, if I were Bill Belichick, the very first thing I would have done when I showed up to work this morning is called Eric DaCosta of the Baltimore Ravens and said, what, in addition to Mac Jones in the 14th pick, do I need to give you for Lamar Jackson? Because I, as is presently constituted, have almost no chance to compete in this division with Mac Jones as my quarterback.
Greeny with you, presented by Progressive Insurance. Save on commercial auto insurance from Progressive. Get a fast quote at progressivecommercial.com.
Number three.
Number three. This is the best thing that has happened to the Jets since they drafted Joe Namath. That genuinely is that. Now, I know people are going to say that sounds like hyperbole. I don't believe it's hyperbole. The Jets drafted Joe Namath in 1965. That is a very long time ago. Good things have happened to them since. I'm not suggesting otherwise. They've made runs to AFC Championship games multiple times, four to be exact. One of them in January of 1983, coming off of a season that had been shortened by the strike. They won a couple of road playoff games before they ran into a watered-down field in Miami and A.J. Dewey was intercepting Richard Todd left and right. They made the AFC Championship game under Bill Parcells. Parcells coming to the Jets was one of the best things that has happened to them since they drafted Joe Namath. He was a genuinely great coach and completely turned around the franchise for a period of time. And there have been others, but nothing like this. Nothing like this. What else would you even put in the conversation? Drafting Darrell Revis? I'm not even sure. Yes, the Curtis Martin trade was great, and he completed a Hall of Fame career as a Jet. I mean, those are the highlights. That's what you've got. I thought acquiring Le'Veon Bell had a chance to be something special. That's what I point.
Like, a lot of the things the Jets have done that we thought were going to be great turned out to be just catastrophic. Drafting Sam Darnold was an exciting day. Drafting Zach Wilson was an exciting day. How did those turn out? Sam Darnold is bad, and Zach Wilson might be the worst player I've ever seen. So, like, most of the things we've tried have not worked. So I think this is the best thing that has happened to the Jets since drafting Namath. Now, you might say, how about trading for Favre? That's up there. But the Jets were coming off a really bad year that year, and it was a complicated time for the Jets. They had had a playoff year 2 years before that. Then they had a season where the quarterbacks got hurt. Chad Pennington got hurt immediately. And who was the backup who got hurt also? And the Jets wound up playing with their third-string quarterback most of that year. Who was the backup to Chad that got
Kellen
hurt
Clemens?
Almost immediately? Kellen Clemens. They had no quarterback. Who played most of that season? It was like kids.
No, it was we're talking about 07 still?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Pennington and Clemens. They split it 50-50.
They split it 50-50 and they went 4-12. Didn't Chad get hurt right at the beginning of that season?
Chad went 1-7 as the starter that year. I'll pull up his game log to remind us ourselves of when he got injured. But he played, yes, he got injured early in the year, then came back, then got hurt, and came back again.
Okay, yeah. As I know I'm not, I'm doing this from memory and it's a long time ago and I'm getting old, but I'm not that old. I remember that was a factor. Anyway, one way or another, they went out and got Favre, and that would be up there. But they got him in August on a team that was 4-12. This is getting Rodgers for an entire season, basically, I mean, including the offseason, on a team that looks like it is ready to do something reasonably special.
Number two.
Number two on my list of my top five takeaways. Draft Garrett Wilson in your fantasy league. If you are a fantasy league person, trust me. If that's a name you don't know, trust me and prepare for me to say to you, you're welcome. Garrett Wilson is going to put up mind-boggling numbers next year. Do you have his numbers from last year in front of you?
I do. And what I did was I literally excluded the Zach Wilson games because his numbers dropped off precipitously like everyone's did. Here's his full season, his 17-game average if you take into account all the others. 104 catches for 1,400 yards as a rookie. He was effectively Jamar Chase last season when Zach Wilson was not throwing him the football. And Davante Adams was wide receiver one when Hackett and Rodgers played 3 years together, 2019, 20, and 21. That's how good this kid can be.
I have been saying it. This kid is about to become Davante Adams. Garrett Wilson is about to become Davante Adams. He's that good. Now, I go back. It would have been a year ago today, actually, or the equivalent of today, because it was the Tuesday of draft week, and I was on a plane with Dan Orlovsky and the very nice guy from NFL Network, Peter Schrager. The three of us are flying together. Very, very nice guy. And the three of us are talking, and Orlovsky said to me, and this is before I had any idea who was going to draft him. Orlovsky said to me, the best player in this draft is Garrett Wilson, the receiver from Ohio State. Orlovsky said that to me on the flight. And so I just made a little mental note. Okay, you know, I didn't know the Jets were going to take him. And no one knew exactly what that was. Remember, last year was the year the Jets had 4-10 in the draft. He wasn't even the first receiver taken. Drake London was the first receiver taken last year. Garrett Wilson is going to be a superstar in the NFL.
Number one.
This season. And then finally, don't count on getting a lot of sleep if you're a Jet fan. Shefty is already reporting what we all know, which is the Jets are going to be all over primetime. The Jets are going to be on Sunday night. They're going to be on Monday night. They're going to be on every night that you can possibly put them on because they go from being a forgotten team to being a very sexy team. Rex made them a sexy team a decade ago. And they have been an absolute afterthought since.
Yeah, I don't want to overstate this, but I believe that New York and the Jets, this is the epicenter of the football universe. I mean, Tom Brady has retired. Aaron Rodgers is the face of the league. He's your quarterback. Patrick Mahomes has been more successful recently. He's probably the best quarterback. But Aaron Rodgers has been on our television since 2008. This is the face of the league playing for your favorite team. The Jets are at the very middle of the football universe. I expect him to play 5 or 6 games on primetime this year.
Yeah, me too, which I hate generally, but only because of my hours. I got to get up super early in the morning, and so I try not to do it. Stay up as late, you know, when there's, you know, I've told you before that my usual routine is when the Jets play a night game, I DVR the game.
I get up in the morning. I get up an hour earlier than I normally have to. And I watch it, you know, quickly. You can watch it in an NFL game in 45 minutes if you need to. And you lose out on some things. Like, you lose some of the context. Like, in a close game, you lose some of the points the announcers are making. You lose the feel for the crowd. Because you literally, and you don't need me to explain how you do this, but you're just literally scrolling to the snap. Like, you don't sit through the third, you know, the play clock. You just scroll to each play. And every now and again, you know, if it's third and 26, you just kind of go through the punt and the next. But my point is, do I have to watch all the games in full next year? I think I do.
So you're talking like a three-hour time commitment before the show on a Monday or Tuesday
No,
morning,
I think then. I stay up.
You're staying up.
I think I got to watch them
live. Staying up.
I think I do.
Gotcha. So who do you think they're going to wind up choosing? They have some unbelievable games this year. They play, as you mentioned, the AFC West, the NFC East. So, like, we're talking about
Where is the game? Is the Kansas City game home or away?
Home.
Meaning our home?
Yes.
Okay, then it won't be. I was going to say that would be a great opener for the NFL. Kansas City is going to host the opener.
Right.
Kansas City against Rodgers, Mahomes and Rodgers would be a great opener. But if that game is in New York or in New Jersey, that won't be the opener.
So they go play in Dallas this year. So that's a primetime game for
that's
sure.
That's a Sunday night. That's Sunday night NBC's first game.
No doubt.
That's what that is.
No doubt.
Unless we give it to us. If they give that game to us, that could be the first Monday night game of the year. Jets, Cowboys. Oh, Roger, if you're listening.
Oh, my God. That'd be unbelievable.
Right, Bubba, you and me, what kind of – you and I are going to have to do something with that game.
That's crazy. That's
right?
A great game.
That's more than a jersey game. That's more than just, like, the loser wears the winner's jersey. We got to do something more than that. By the way, the Jets actually have 10 home games this year because you got 9 versus 8. They already get the 9, plus they play the Giants, and that is a Giants home game. I love it when that happens. Because we, for those who don't know, we share a stadium. So even though it'll be mostly Giant fans, that becomes sort of a negligible factor. And the Jets, they know the stadium. They sleep in their own bed. They know the locker room. So it's a big advantage.
Jets-Eagles, too. So we have Jets-Cowboys and Jets-Eagles for bets.
That's in MetLife.
That's at our place, too. Okay, I like the way. I like the feel.
The Jets are
going to
have so many options for primetime
games. For
sure,
you get Rodgers versus Belichick, Rodgers versus Josh Allen. I mean, they're going to be the most interesting team in football.
But we don't play Green Bay, right?
No.
And we don't play Chicago?
No.
So we don't get either of those. That would be fun. All right, I want to hear from the hashtag crew. There's so much to be said here, and we're going to say all of it. And we're back in a flash on ESPN Radio.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Greeny, the podcast.
All right, Jumpin' Jack Flash is just the right vibe. Greeny with you on ESPN Radio. Don't miss Big George Foreman exclusively in movie theaters this Thursday. Get your tickets now, rated PG-13. You know, I had all these basketball notes in here. You know, I mean, Jimmy Butler was unbelievable last night. The Lakers won an incredible game. The NBA playoffs have been really good. I just can't bring myself to talk about them. I just can't do it. Like, I don't know how to explain what this means. Like, we're the Jets. We're mostly a joke. Like, my whole childhood, we were the joke. We're the second team in town. Not too many teams, not too many cities have second teams. You know, I don't really know what it's like in L.A. Obviously, L.A. is a Dodgers town overwhelmingly, Lakers overwhelmingly. I can't really speak to the dynamic of being a Clippers fan or being an Angels fan. I really don't know. I can't pretend I know what the actual dynamic there is. I have a much better idea about the dynamic in Chicago, where I lived and worked for a long time. And there's no question that the White Sox and the Cubs, the fans have a legitimate rivalry. There's genuine disdain between the fan bases and all that kind of stuff. And it is clearly the Cubs have a much bigger following, both nationally and locally. But the White Sox, they don't feel like a joke. They don't feel like an afterthought. I covered sports in that town for a long time. I might be sort of influenced by the fact that when I was there, when I was covering sports, the White Sox were really good. They won the division. The Cubs were terrible. And the White Sox, those were the teams with Frank Thomas and Robin Ventura and those guys. So those were really good teams. So that might be influencing my perception of the dynamic. New York, which is where I grew up, we've got two teams in every sport. So in basketball, it's just the Knicks. The Nets didn't matter at all. Like, you didn't even know that they were a New York team. They had Dr. J, and that was kind of cool, but that was it. Rangers, Islanders, this is before there were Devils. Rangers, Islanders, that was an extraordinary rivalry. And in my childhood, the Islanders won four straight cups, and they beat the Rangers, it felt like, every single year in legendary playoff series, and we were Ranger fans. I didn't live and die with the hockey like others, and that was very divided between the Rangers were the city and the Islanders were the kids on the island and mostly from Queens, and that was it. There were Islander fans, and again, there were 100 Ranger fans for every Islander fan, but the Islanders were winning the cup every year, so they had bragging rights and a very visible fan base. The Yankees and Mets, probably as close. I mean, the Yankees are historically the greatest franchise in the history of American sports, so to compete with them would be impossible for anybody to do, but the Mets have a huge following in New York City, mostly based upon the fact that this city had National League teams, the Giants and the Dodgers, who departed, and they brought the Mets in. For those who don't know, their colors are the blue and orange of the Mets are based upon the historical Dodgers and Giants. I mean, they're sort of meant to represent a legacy. So while the Mets don't have a history that goes back 120 years, sometimes it feels like they do. And then in New York, you got the Giants, who founded the sport, and the Jets, who've been a joke for 50 years and irrelevant. They were from the American Football League. Even though they had Namath and won the Super Bowl, it didn't catch on the rest of the way. Like, being a Jet fan felt like being a second-class citizen, right? I mean, Brandon knows what I'm talking about. Like, when you go outside of New York and you tell people, I'm from New York, oh, are you a Giant fan? No, I root for the Jets. Oh. Like, you don't even, you know, oh, I forgot they play in New York. You know, like, that's who we are. And I've always said, I don't care. I just want them to win. Doesn't matter to me if they're on the back page or whatever it is. But all of a sudden, our quarterback is Aaron Rodgers? Like, how am I supposed to process that? What do you say when your quarterback is Aaron Rodgers? Like, how do you feel when your quarterback is Aaron Rodgers? I don't know. Like, our quarterbacks have been Mark Sanchez, whom I love. I remember having arguments about how great Sanchez was going to be. This is the idiocy in which I have, and I love you, Mark. Mark is a friend. He worked here at ESPN. He's a great guy, and by the way, a terrific analyst. But this is Aaron Rodgers we're talking about. This is royalty. What am I supposed to say? Do I bow? Like, what does one do when the king comes to town?
You have endured quarterback misery your entire life.
Hell. Quarterback hell.
Quarterback hell. there have been 216 individual 4,000-yard seasons since the Jets last had one. It was Joe Namath in 1967. Aaron Rodgers could throw 69 consecutive touchdowns without throwing an interception. And for their franchise's history, the Jets would still have thrown more interceptions than touchdowns. We're talking about 50 years of since Joe Namath.
Horrible.
50 years.
Right.
I mean, and the high points have been so low, relatively speaking, that just the hope of having that man play quarterback for you with wearing Jets on his helmet, week one of this season will feel unlike anything that you've ever felt.
On a good team. And that's the other thing, is that when Favre came here, it was clear he had no choice. The Packers weren't going to send him where he wanted to go, and it was either retire, which he didn't feel like doing yet, or play for the Jets. In this case, he chose us. Like the star quarterback just chose. Now I know what it's like to be the beautiful cheerleader. You know, like the star quarterback and the whole thing about like being like, I've never been the beautiful cheerleader. I've never been the beautiful anything. And like the star quarterback, he chose us.
You're just the cheerleader.
No. We're a beautiful cheerleader. Like the prettiest cheerleader is always the one who winds up with the quarterback, right? Especially when the quarterback is Aaron Rodgers. So I don't know how to feel. But I'm going to have a really good time finding out. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.